Thousands of pilgrims from different parts of the world joined Pope Benedict, who was back in St. Peter's Square this week, to recite the Angelus following his pastoral visit to Brescia last Sunday. In his Angelus address, the Pope urged people to welcome into their lives the seed of the Word of God, which, he said, transforms the world and opens up to us the kingdom of heaven. The Pope was referring to the famous parable where Christ compares himself to the sower and where the seed is the Word. Those who hear it, said the Holy Father, accept it and bear fruit. They are part of the kingdom of God. They live in the world, but they also carry within them a seed of eternity, a principle of transformation that occurs in a good life, animated by charity and finally producing the resurrection of the flesh. That, the Pope said, is the power of the Word of God. After reciting the Angelus prayer, Pope Benedict remembered the holy souls and all those who have lost their lives on the world's roads.
During this month of November, remember especially the holy souls in purgatory. In the recent days, we prayed for souls who lost their lives in war. And on this World Day of Remembrance for road traffic victims, we pray for all who have been killed or injured in road accidents. As we commence our souls to the loving mercy of Almighty God, we also invoke His consolation upon their families and loved ones. For those of you who traveled long distances to be here today, I pray that you may have a safe homeward journey. May God bless all of you and your families and friends.
Speaking in Italian, the Holy Father also welcomed those who had been participating at the plenary assembly of the European Episcopal Commission for the Media in the Vatican. He said they were confronted with the culture of the internet and communication in the Church, and he thanked them for their contribution on these topics. The Pope also repeated his call for people to respect the natural environment while remembering a national day for Thanksgiving in Piedmont in Italy, adding that it was a precious resource entrusted to our responsibility.